We're on the telephone with Don Bloss, who farms in southeast Nebraska near Pawnee City. And Don, wanted to visit with you about harvest. Sounds like you're near the finish line there.
Yes, finally. Seems like it's been kind of a marathon, but between rains and stuff, we went ahead and kept going and put in some long days. And yeah, we're getting ready to wrap it up. Kind of sprinting towards the end.
Yeah, and one of the longest harvests you've had?
Yeah, for quite a while. I know that several years back when we didn't have quite as large machinery, why it went on, you know, there's nothing unusual to be cutting through Thanksgiving and perhaps after, but this year we are going to beat that by about a week or something like that, a week or so.
So how'd things turn out? I know you had kind of a strange year there, really dry through most of the summer and then wet later on.
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well. But the crops turned out pretty good. They were above average. They weren't excellent, but everything kind of held out until we started getting some rain, you know, in the last part of August. And, of course, then we had too much rain at the end of September, and that kind of hurt the yields a little bit, probably both on beans and sorghum. Corn didn't bother it too much at that point in time, but it's kind of an unusual year, yes. And but as far as the crops being able to handle it, it seemed like they did pretty good for us.
Quality turned out okay?
Quality is excellent, yeah. There's no damage. There's a time when Milo almost sprouted in the head when it was wet one whole week and warm. But that didn't bother anything. It didn't amount to a whole lot. If we've had another week of weather like that, we'd have been in pretty big trouble. But the quality of the grain, the test weight on corn and Milo both were run into the lower 60s, 61, 62. And soybeans were good. There was no black pods or anything like that in the samples we took in. So, yeah, everything, the quality turned out pretty good.
On those yields, can you give me an idea of what you were achieving there?
Yeah, corn was running, and Milo both were running about 120 to 130 bushel the acre. Kind of depends on where the rain varied quite a bit from one end to the other. If we had rain, well, it'd go as much as 140 to 150 bushel to the acre. And, of course, the lesser amount of rain would be down about 110, 120. Soybeans, I suppose the overall average on them is going to be about 40 to 45, which, again, is pretty close to what our average down here is.
And, again, that's all dry land, right? You don't irrigate?
Right. That's correct. Yeah, we're all dry land.
Okay. So what are you doing with the crop? Are you storing a lot of it?
Well, fortunately, I had quite a few soybeans sold ahead. Otherwise, yeah, we have plenty of storage here at home. I've got some corn that's sold for delivery, December delivery. Otherwise, yeah, we're going to be keeping it here at home. We've got some people who have called asking about the Milo, what kind of crop it was and how much we have and if we have it at home. So I'm assuming there's going to be some interest coming up on sorghum, and it probably will be for corn and soybeans also. But for the time being, we'll probably be storing everything until, you know, later this year or after the first of the year, probably.
And what's the demand for sorghum? Where is that coming from?
Well, there's a pet food place in St. Joe that they're looking for sorghum right now. And I imagine some of the, like Avalon or Cargill, they both called me. I'm imagining that they're anticipating some foreign sales there because they usually don't call for, you know, like your food grade or the animal feed pet food type of places. So I think they were just calling just to see what they had out there and what the possibilities are to sell or buy something later on.
So how are you feeling here as harvest comes to an end? As you, I guess, maybe start thinking about next year? There's a lot of uncertainties out there right now.
Yeah, there is, unfortunately, but I think we're going to be doing pretty much the same things we've done before. We're going to start applying fertilizer here in a week or so. So that'll be on. We've done that different years, all the years. And I think we're going to go ahead and start doing that and just kind of plan ahead like there's not too much different going on.
And again, thinking about next year, I mean, will you change up anything as far as your planting mix, do you think, at this point, or have you not decided that yet?
I think we'll probably be planting pretty much the same. There might be a little bit of an increase in probably corn or sorghum, most probably sorghum, because we didn't get any wheat planted this fall. I still plant wheat, and we just hadn't had a break at all to get out and get any wheat planted. So there'll be a few more acres of either corn or sorghum, and I'm thinking it'll probably be a few more acres of sorghum.